This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
The dabber was the hater. Hey, it's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Matt Orify.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
The dabber was the hater.
I'm sorry, did you say that your name is Aaron Keefe?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
I've been calling you the wrong name this whole time.
What have you been calling me?
Well, we call you Karen Beef
Karen
behind
Beef,
your back.
Yeah.
And then to your face, we call
nickname.
You Gloria Estefan.
Okay.
Aaron, what's your favorite Gloria Estefan song? And the words to that are? In case it does slightly pick up, there is some sort of, what sounds like the rave scene from Blade happening in this building.
Yeah, it's my, sorry about this, guys, this is on me. Mm-hmm. So my dad,
Hootie.
Yeah, Hootie. He celebrates his divorces by throwing big parties.
Mm.
And so this is divorce numero siete for un papa.
And does he meet his next wife at the party?
One calendar year after the party. He remembers that they had talked, and then he says, whoa! And then, yeah, they're married instantly. It's a whirlwind.
Speaking of meeting his next wife... I'm going to be old man wife.
What is this segue?
I'm going to be old wife puzzles.
It's generous to call it a segue.
Yeah.
Call it a segue.
This segue is going to be, since I am old man.
Adult segues are more like rascal scooters.
It's like those things that used to explode. What's the hoverboards? Or some, hover
right? Vape pens.
Vape pens. That's what it was. Those things that people put in their mouth and they exploded. I am old man puzzles or old wife puzzles. And we're going to do.
No, just old man puzzles.
Do a little segment that I like to call Your
the
Spouse.
The show.
JPC, since so many people like the Your Spouse segment, before this episode, JPC did eat his own ass.
Yeah.
It was pretty.
I posted that meme of Bruce Banner as the Hulk saying, my secret, I'm always eating my own ass, which is true. I mean, I'll eat my own ass breakfast, lunch, and dinner, my man. I got no shame.
You'll eat your own my ass. So we're going to do some Your Spouse riddles.
Uh-huh.
Aaron, you seem not thrilled.
Oh, I am super thrilled. It's just that my bones are cold. They're made of ice.
Okay. And for anybody who can't see, Aaron is wrapped up like a tiny babushka.
I kind of want to go back to the... Charles Xavier's Academy and see an X-Man whose bones are made of ice.
And it's just a lady being like, I'm cold.
They call me Ice Bones because honestly, it's fucked. If it gets hot, I do melt inside.
But I've made the best out of it. I do think I am a superhero. Aaron, you look like, you know when you go to, what is it, Benihana, and they do like the stack of onion rings and they put oil in the middle? Make it look like a little volcano. That's what you look like right now.
Am
you look
I getting
like a little
bullied?
If you have to ask, you are.
It feels like, yeah.
You look like a stack of onions.
Okay, cruel. I smell like one, too.
In a
and
good
I taste
way.
Like one, and I'll make you cry. I made all the jokes you can make. Go ahead.
Wow, she bullied herself. We didn't even have to do it. Adam, what do I look like from Benihana? And I'll say this. Watch yourself, counselor.
Like a raw shrimp.
Thank you.
JP Shrimp.
Oh, man. That would be the best name.
JP Shrimp?
Yeah.
The best name, and this is, I'm willing to take this slight detour because it's been on my mind nonstop for the last 24 hours. We have a friend of ours who told us that they knew someone from Boston, and her name was Phoebe P, middle initial P as in Paul, Phoebe P, Peabody. And of course, in Boston, you pronounce Peabody as
Peabody.
So her name was Phoebe P. Peabody, and she married, our friend said, this is real, she married a man with the last name Beebe, so she became Phoebe P. Beebity Beebe. Which the last 24 hours, I've just been like saying to myself, yeah, like a loony person.
That just confuses like the sonar on ships, really. Like, just subs crashing into each other.
Did I do it?
Yes.
Phoebe P. Beebity Beebe.
Our friend said that they would like, him and his friends would make fun of like what her answering machine must sound like, which is like, hey, it's Phoebe P. Beebity Beebe. Leave a message after the beep beebity. I said it sounds like Porky Pig, where it's like, that's all.
Yeah,
folks.
It sounds like a news bulletin from the '60s.
I feel like this should be like a like if you ever and I'm gonna go ahead and say this, and you two can disagree, but who cares? If you ever see us in Chicago, like if you're at a world news show, if you see us on the streets, if you come to a live show or see us somewhere else, just yell Phoebe P. Peabody Beebe. And we will look around and acknowledge you and come say hi.
Yeah.
So I feel like that should be like our...
And I'll hand you a dozen roses.
And she'll eat a pin.
That could be Adults. If you see me in Chicago or really anywhere on the street, you should scream, give me back my daughter! That's the only thing I want people screaming at
And you
me.
Have a certain set of skills that make people like you a nightmare. Right?
I have a certain set of skills that make people like me unemployable.
Aaron, what should people say if they see you on the street?
Peebity-peebity-peebity.
Okay, so Adel's thing?
Yeah. I think I'm not here to think.
Phoebe, peebity-peebity. Here we go. This is some Your Spouse Riddles. Of course, we know how to answer these.
Sure we do.
So we don't need to get into it. So the first.
But we might have new listeners. I will say this. We never consider the fact that we might have new listeners. We never talk about the show. The show is a show where we all answer riddles, and we never say that.
But I don't know. I don't think anyone's listening.
When's the last time we said? Listening. When's the last time we ever said Kevin's and Susie's or Riddies and Puzzies?
That's true. That's true. I know you guys don't like to think about the analytics side of things, but I do look at the number of people that's downloading. And since we launched back in August, consistently it's been 8 people. And those 8 people, it's sometimes they've ebb and flowed. It tracks their interest, and they're all disinterested.
And I have a bit of a hearing problem. Did you say ape people?
It's ape people.
So it
these
was
are damn
Earth
dirty
all
apes. I have a bit of a hearing problem.
I want some my spouse witties and putties.
Can we do some Your Spouse ones, or you want My Spice?
I want My Spice. My Spice.
All Spice. Here we go. This segment, I feel like, loses us listeners. But
for sure.
Yeah. Here we go. First one is, this is a 90s MTV show starring Claire Danes.
My so-called my wife.
My so-called my wife.
I can't believe I participate with this.
GBC, can you say it, but leave in the correct word?
Wait, what?
So she said my so-called my wife.
Is that not correct?
It's
my so-called life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
I remember the game. Said that you didn't want to explain it, but it's my so-called my life, right?
We'll just leave in wife. Either way is permissible.
We're not going to edit that out.
We're not going to edit that out. Here we go. Next one is the main song in Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
I've had the time of my life.
I was going to say Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights.
Actually, I think I prefer that it changes to my wife. So, Aaron, can you do that again?
I've had the time of my life. And I owe it all to you.
I picture someone on like the subway or L. listening to this moment and just like throwing down their headphones,
yeah,
and
just like
walking over,
throwing,
like just being like,
nope. I do see like headphones laying on the ground every once in a while as I'm walking around Chicago, and I always like think about that. Like I always try to imagine like what was it that caused this. It's probably just broken headphones.
I will say if I'm not enjoying a episode of a podcast, I will throw down my headphones and just buy new ones on Amazon the next day.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Because I'm rich as hell.
If I get a text message that upsets me, I throw my phone as hard as I can into the lake, no matter where I'm standing in Chicago.
I've had that impulse lately.
Oh, yeah.
Where I'm buying water, I just want to throw my phone into it. And I haven't been charging my phone at night. I think I hate my phone.
Do you guys do that thing when you see pee, you want to drink the pee?
No.
Okay, no, me neither.
No, I have that.
Yeah. My superpower, I always drink the pee.
I peed in the shower today.
Whoa, Aaron.
That's going to be a dead time.
I don't often pee in the shower, and I did it today.
Do you, you don't often do it, but you do it sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. So this isn't like a crisis.
No, don't worry about me. I just,
are you like dancing when you do it, or is it like you like...
Well, no, I'm not dancing at any time when I'm peeing. Never once.
I'm dancing when I'm showering, though.
May not be true.
Can I just say, you're peeing wrong? Does that make sense?
If you ain't dancing while you're peeing.
That's not safe. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't peed in the shower since I was like a very little boy.
You're a little piss boy.
Yeah.
So have I ever told you that?
A little piss boy.
So JPC used to stand for just piss child.
Just piss child. I would never
piss in... Which is my favorite Beyonce Knowles group.
I would never piss in the shower because that's my shower. Would I piss in someone else's shower? It's my shower.
It's your what?
My shower.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep going.
I love how you...
Aaron's keeping the show on track.
You're narrowly derailed this. And then you're like, guys, can we please...
Let's rewind, motherfuckers. Look, I did not dead stop myself.
We don't have
myself.
A rewind button. We only have fast forward.
I meant the me pissing in the shower thing to be at most 1 second. Just breeze right
Phoebe,
past that.
Phoebe pee, pee, bitty, pee in the shower.
Shower, yep.
Here we go, next one.
Okay.
This might be a hard one, okay. But this is a movie starring Brad Pitt and Jessica Chastain, directed by Terrence Malick.
The tree of my life.
Yep.
Meet Joe Black.
This is a Sinatra song that was used in a McDonald's commercial.
Hey there, good looking. That Big Mac's looking at you.
Fly me to my wife.
That works. It was Mac the...
Oh, no. Mac the... call me Mac my wife.
There you go. And, of course, the McDonald's commercial was... Do you remember that?
Might
be before your time. I'm 36.
Was this the one with Mac and Me?
This is the one with Mac and Me, the creepy little creature with big eyes. This is the one.
You're almost 10 years older than me.
Oh, fuck you. There was a there's a mascot called Mac the Knight.
Yeah.
That was like a crescent-shaped moon that was terrifying. He had like cool shades on and like a suit and would play the piano. And so for a few commercials, they had Mac the Knight singing that song.
Oh, okay.
What does Mac the Knife mean?
It's from Threepenny Opera. It's a character from that. And that's a song that's originally from that opera.
Aaron, if you don't know, don't make up stuff.
Good point.
There also
Lucy
used to be...
Brown, you know, and Lucy Brown, she's a character in that opera.
But Mac the Knife is a person named Mac, and he's... Yeah. Why is he the knife?
He's scary.
He's a killer.
He's a killer?
It's like the demon, the Fleet Street barber demon.
And
voice.
This was...
You're thinking of Sweeney Todd.
And this was a McDonald's commercial?
Yeah, but they changed it to Mac the Knight. So they took away knife out of it.
Oh, like nighttime.
But the parents knew.
Not K.
Yeah.
That's what I love about McDonald's is it's fun for the kids, but the parents get the real serious jokes in it.
Well, I don't know. You guys might have been too young again, but there was a mascot they had that was John Wayne Plaything. So it was like John Wayne Gacy, but they made him like a toy. Do you remember that?
It was John Wayne Play Place. And it was like kids couldn't go into the play place.
Yeah. So it was like Ronald McDonald's face on John Wayne Gacy.
That's the year that McDonald's closed all their stores, right?
They went out of business because terrible marketing. I remember having several birthday parties at McDonald's as a kid.
Oh, I forgot that you were poor when you grew up.
That was the thing you did. And there used to be the best thing in the world was there was a tower that you climb up into. It's like a ladder that climbs into a giant Mayor McCheese. But he was like a prison, if that makes sense.
Terrifying.
So it was like the burger.
Okay.
And it was like a bun, patty, and then bars, and then patty, cheese, bottom bun.
I remember in grade school, there was this kid named Shane, and someone asked Shane what he was... It was his birthday, and someone asked Shane what he was going to do for his birthday, and he was like, we're going to McDonald's. And this kid named Josh goes, McDonald's? I was there yesterday. it was the most brutal ode.
Because
it's like
fucking
this kid
burn.
Just wanted to go to a McDonald's for his birthday, but someone's like,
broiled.
That's my Tuesday, bitch. Like, I go to McDonald's every day. I'm up in here spending money.
My early McDonald's memory is when, for a long time, McDonald's on their front door was like, please, we don't have any more mini Beanie Babies. Like, please.
Oh, yeah.
Don't come in here. Please. Yeah. Leave us alone. We don't
Beanie
have
Babies,
any
more. There's the little, I remember getting the Muppet toys where it was like a Kermit on a skateboard. Sword that was what I played with all the time.
Sounds freaking cool.
And then there was also like Transformers, where it was like a thing of fries that turned into a Transformer, or a burger that
nugget
that turned into a thing.
Guys, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. If the McDonald's has a play place, legally they have to sell socks. You could order fries and socks.
They have a John Wayne play place. Also, I just want to say that my favorite toy from that birthday party was Ghostbusters car. It was like it wasn't the Ecto one, but it was like a Beetle, like a Volkswagen Beetle. Then when you press down on the top, it turned into a praying mantis.
And you were saying that was so great because there was no women in it, correct?
I was saying the toy had no women in it, and I feel like the reboot ruined the ruined cinema.
Because you're an original fan. You're a true fan.
I saw the reboot in theaters.
Wow.
So
it applaud him.
This is what
a feminist is. But I didn't say anything.
Well, I just got accused of a... Here we go. This is, I need two different Monty Python movies.
Wait, what?
I need
My Life of Brian.
And Monty Python.
And the Holy My Wife. That's not it.
The meaning.
Of My Wife.
Okay. This is a Different Strokes spinoff TV show.
Family Ties.
I'm too young.
I know this one. It's a Different Strokes.
This is not Full of Lies. It's full of...
Truth.
Full of house. Full of house.
We're full of house in this house.
We have notes for you. What if we drop the of?
No, we're not just full of
just,
house. We're
just
full
the
of
blanks,
home.
Jack. Nothing but the blanks, ma'am. Blank
the
or
facts?
Fiction?
Facts of...
Facts of life. Facts my of life.
My life.
This is a Jan Martel book and became an Ang Lee movie.
Oh, God.
My Wife of Pie.
Say it with more confidence.
My Life of Pie. Tiger in a boat. Tiger in a boat. There's a tiger in the boat.
There's a tiger in the boat.
There's a tiger in the boat. There's a tiger in the boat.
That tiger's really an angry chef. He kills the boy and he eats the boy.
What are we going to do about the tiger in the boat?
There's a tiger in the boat?
There's a tiger in the boat. This is my Life of Pi musical. It's not going well. It's going very bad.
Like we've heard the song three times in this musical.
This band's... And it's by a woman in the front row. It's not even in the movie.
She's wearing a backwards hat that says director of the musical.
I want that hat. Someone make me that hat right this second, please.
It can be a forwards hat, too.
Somebody make me a hat that says, that's my Tuesday, bitch.
Director of the musical, please. I need it.
I would like to give you a chair that just says director of the musical that you can sit in when you podcast.
Can I do anything.
Yeah, really.
This band sang the song Superman.
Third Eye Blind. Is it Three Doors Down?
No. I think Three Doors Down had the song that was like...
this is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
And then she looks so bad in photographs. I absolutely love her.
Which in my life...
There's two songs. One is like, if I go crazy, then will you? And then there's also one that's like, I'm only a man in a something red cape.
I think
right?
You're thinking of, I'm 15
yeah. for a moment.
Isn't that about
she's
Superman?
On fire.
So who sings the Superman song?
Wait, what?
Who sings the Superman song? It's a number of people.
Five for fighting.
Oh, boy.
Five sure. for my fight?
For my wifing.
My wifing?
Five.
It's five for fighting, right?
But to me...
Five for my fight.
Wifing.
To me, five is the key word here.
My wife for fighting.
My wife for fighting. I really wanted to be fighting for some reason.
Oh, these are going great.
Well, five and wife. You can see how far we've gone.
We're okay.
We're fine. We're protected by the Constitution.
Let's walk further away from rhyming.
We can't go to jail.
Aaron, this is a movie... This is a movie starring Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Oh,
I'm dreaming of my wife.
Christmas.
That's correct. Also, I think I might have said this before, but the phrase that brings me the most joy in life ever is Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight.
My wife. Yep.
That phrase brings more joy to me than anything else in the world.
Than sitting here with two of your friends.
We gotta find you some good friends. We gotta find you some better friends and some better food.
Yeah.
And this
wait, is that the slogan for Applebee's?
Good friends, better food.
Come on in. We'll find you some better friends and some better
food. You'll be sitting with these people tonight.
Eating good with friends. This whole like game of like adding my wife into things was myself and Gemma Stember Young, and we did like this for 4 hours one night, and it's maybe the most I've laughed in my life. But the Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. My wife was one that we came up with, and I just said for 100 years. We only got a couple more, and then we'll stop.
Oh, good.
This is a Disney movie about a woman who eats an apple.
Snow my wife.
This is Jeff Bridges' favorite drink, based on The Big Lebowski.
My wife, Russian.
And finally, last but not least, this is the best song in The Lion King.
It's the circle of my wife.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna, my wife. Huh?
This is an unpopular opinion, but I really just like, I'm going to be a mighty king. That's
then why'd you sing it so well?
Beware.
Isn't that Jonathan Taylor Thomas?
Yeah.
My teeth and ambitions are bad. Be my wife.
Well, you'd be him. Yeah. Who would we all be in Lion King?
Scar for sure.
You're definitely Scar.
I feel like I'd be Rafiki.
People
in grade school used to call me Rafiki after Lion King came out because my last name's Rafi.
What, because you're not essential to the story?
What the fuck?
Because you dipped everybody's face in paint.
Because you live in a tree.
Because people hit you in the coconuts with a stick.
This went from fun to hurtful.
I got bullied earlier, and I'm learning how to.
I said you look like a stack of onion rings. You called me inconsequential. There's a huge disparity between being like,
ooh, somebody can cook the onion rings, but he don't like the taste.
There's a huge disparity between like, oh, you're wearing Airwalks. What is it, 1994? And then somebody else being like, you have no value on this show.
You don't matter to me. I don't know your name. When I talk to you, I talk past you.
That's why bullying shouldn't happen, because it just ping-pongs back and forth and it escalates.
I think bullying should happen only in specific contexts where I'm allowed to do it.
Okay, I'm ready for more.
I think in a weird way, bullying did make me stronger because I was always the bully. So my strength increased.
You learned how to find the chinks in armor.
I learned how to bully from doing. Mm-hmm. Doing is the best teacher.
Mm-hmm. So we'll get to our main Applebee's.
Who would I be in Lion King? We didn't get to it.
Honestly?
You've got those Nala fuck me eyes.
Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Nala fuck me. Nala come and fuck me tonight.
I did see How to Train Your... You know the Nala fuck me eyes that I'm talking about,
Which
she's like laying in the grass? I saw How to Train Your Dragon, the new How to Train Your Dragon movie earlier today, and the girl dragon in that definitely has like Nala eyes all over the place. And I'm like, are we just doing this now?
What are other very hot animated characters?
Here is the number one hottest animated character
Robin
of all time.
Hood.
The fox in Robin Hood.
Yep.
Both male and female.
So hot.
So
Nala.
Hot.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew when he dressed up in a dress.
Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. Very fuckable.
You can also just say humans. It doesn't necessarily have to be an animal.
Yeah.
Slinky Dog. Slinky Dog in Toy Story. Mm-hmm.
But this is for like specifically
because you know he
stretched
that ass.
Yeah. Animated.
Go online. Google Family Guy porn.
No. No.
That's all my least favorite things coming together and making money. Did I cover up for the fact that that's my favorite porn really well just now?
The
Aaron, one time we were watching
Aaron
and I were watching Toy Story one time, and she nudged me and said, "That Buzz Lightyear gives me a Woody," and then she and then she mimed peeing in the shower.
You and I have never hung out.
Me and Aaron were watching Toy Story one time, and I nudged her, and then I took my eyes out and put them on my butt.
I'm having fun. I'm ready,
Aaron, to answer your question, who would you be in The Lion King? Honestly, you'd be the most talented and beautiful character.
No, that's not going to work.
Pumbaa. I think you'd be Timon.
That's fair. Yeah. I'd also say I'm the hyena who like doesn't speak. It's just all manic energy.
I feel like you'd be like one of the bison that tramples the dad.
Okay, that's cruel, and I deserved it. I like it though.
Could you be? No, I don't think you'd be Zazu. I feel like I'm more Zazu than anyone else.
That's like the
Zazu
uptight Zazu bird.
Scar, yeah, Zazu Scott. Yeah,
who's gonna be John Oliver? Right, John Oliver's gonna play that.
Because I'm very. I have like I can be an uptight bird at times, and I can also be like very evil. Mm-hmm. So I get like an equal mix of those two things.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. So what I have in store for our main course is I found, and this is not hyperbolic, in my apartment I have 14 bookcases and I have over 1,700 books. I have a problem. I'm a bibliophile.
Wait a second. Who gave you an apartment?
How many of the books, when you take them off the shelf, you pull it and then there's a trap door behind it? How many?
All but one.
How many bookshelves
do you
have?
Oh, that's too many.
How many of these bookshelves are in your room?
One.
Oh, okay. So these are common space books?
They're common space books. Gotcha. But so I have so many books, and I was like trying to do some spring cleaning, Marie Kondo, and I found what is the very first riddle book I ever purchased.
Aww.
It's called Stories to Solve, Folk Tales
from the 1800s, from when you were born.
Yeah, it's Jesse James and his gang. It's from Stories to Solve, Folk Tales from Around the World. This is a book I bought in Scholastic, from Scholastic when I was in like fifth grade or something, fourth grade. And this is the very first puzzle book I ever purchased. And I found it. So I thought to do some, and I remember vividly a lot of these stories. And I also have the second one called More Stories to Solve. But I found these and I thought to read some. So that you can get a glimpse into what sparked joy in Adel's early childhood
what
brain.
Were you, what year were you in fifth grade?
17.
How does a bastard?
I don't know what year this would have been. This would have been
92, 93.
I was born in 82.
It's so your grade plus six is how old you are. So fifth grade, you were 11.
So you were, okay, you're 10 or 11 in fifth grade.
So this would have been 92, 93.
Cool.
So I also, around this time, I remember, I remember Scholastic being the best day ever because you have that little paper, you mark the books you want, and then like a month later, they give you a stack of books. It's like the best feeling in the world.
Did you ever do the bookmobile?
Yes.
Yeah, bookmobile was cool too because you get to go on the bookmobile and pick a book.
Yeah.
If we're gonna do this, we have to do it in 1993 though. So we're gonna get into this time machine. We're gonna go back. Are you guys ready?
That's a bookmobile we're getting into.
Yeah. All right. Well, it goes to the past. So are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And definitely insert a cool going into the past sound here. And it worked. I hope it wasn't a stupid sound.
Whoa.
Based on the contents of this van. We're still in 2019.
Nope. All right, let's try it again.
Wait, let's open the back door. We're in 1993.
Oh.
Oh, and it's summertime.
Aaron, look at that billboard. It's for the year's top album, which is
Nirvana.
Jagged Little Pill.
Yes.
Maybe. I
Jagged
know.
Little Pill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and look at this. It's a bottle of Pert Plus.
Mm.
Ooh, shampoo for your hair.
Ooh, I'm going to drink it like a Squeeze It.
Look, there's little me. She's a baby.
Let's kill her.
No!
No, let's.
I always told myself if I could go back in the past and kill one person, it would be Aaron Keefe.
Why?
To stop Hitler.
Fair.
Hitler's obsessed with you.
I get it.
Hitler's obsessed with you.
Oh, my God. No. Like,
Aaron, don't look now, but Hitler is looking at you.
Oh, my God.
You.
Seriously?
Aaron, Hitler's looking right
don't
at you.
Joke.
Oh, wait. No, he's looking past you at Phoebe Peepee Baby.
Whatever, she's so popular.
Well, let's do some riddles and then we'll watch the TV show Dinosaurs, not the baby,
yes,
not the mama.
Not the baby. You know the baby's famous catchphrase, not the baby.
Not the baby.
Let's do this.
Or do we want to see a scene where Aaron dates Hitler?
Yeah.
No, I think we're okay. I think my parents aren't proud enough already.
We haven't done any scenes.
We haven't done any scenes. So
but we haven't done any riddles.
We haven't done any riddles. So since we have done neither scenes nor riddles, I think we should take a brief break and think about what we've done and what we've accomplished here today.
We should take a quick break and eat at a Perkins.
Perkins, they only existed in the 90s.
Right? Or
what
Ponderosa?
Is Perkins?
Perkins was like a.
All right, we will be right back after we all Google Perkins.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
you can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever
with,
you're
okay.
ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great. Because the call, my call said Yacht Rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, beeple, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going to be able to
tell us. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, and Bill Clinton is still president, and Unforgiven won Best Picture at the Oscars.
And Bill Clinton certainly won't be forgiven for the sex that he had in the White House with Monica Lewinsky.
Aaron, what? Bill Clinton is looking at you.
Oh,
swear to God.
That
hand
makes
of Christ.
Sense.
Hi. Hey there, Aaron. I'd like to just...
JBC, stop. I'm trying to look at Bill Clinton.
Aaron, I couldn't help but notice you were making Nala fuck me eyes at me.
This sucks. No!
All right, here we go. First riddle. Yes. This is from Stories to Solve. These are longer ones. These are like these are actual stories to solve.
Okay.
So I'm only going to read these once. So put on your thinking ears make sure that I don't have to repeat this.
I just put my ears onto my butt.
Mr. Potato Butt. Here we go. This one is called Which Flower?
Okay.
Once long ago, there lived two rulers of different lands, famed for their wisdom as well as their beauty, the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. Upon his visit to her land, the queen decided to test King Solomon's wisdom by a series of tests and riddles. He passed each one with ease until... This is a lot of setup.
I like setup.
He passed each one with ease until she led him into a room filled with flowers of every shape and color. The queen had the finest craftsmen and magicians in her land construct the flowers so that they looked exactly like the real flowers from her garden. The test, she told King Solomon, is to find the one real flower amongst the thousands of artificial ones. King Solomon carefully looked from flower to flower and back again, searching for even the smallest of differences. He looked for any sign of wilted leaves or petals, but found lifelike leaves and petals in all conditions on every flower. And fragrance was of no help as well, for the room was filled with fragrances. also, a kid wrote this. Please, King Solomon, the room is so warm. Could we open the curtains and let in a breeze? The fresh air will help clear my head for thinking. The Queen of Sheba kindly agreed, and within minutes after the curtains had been opened, King Solomon knew which of the many flowers was the real one. How did he suddenly know?
I know.
I know, too. So let's do this. King Solomon and Queen Sheba
Are you putting a V in Sheba?
Sheba. They're real people, right? Or based, like...
You think Queen Sheba, the multi-armed character from Mortal Kombat, is a real person?
Yeah, King Solomon, who was Johnny Cage's promoter on Mortal Kombat.
Don King Solomon.
Yeah.
Is King Solomon the one who also did the baby test?
Yeah, he was big on cutting babies up.
He dipped that. He turned that baby into gold.
Yeah, and then
go
like
get little Aaron and kill her.
Not only did it was like two people arguing about a child, and he was like cut the child in half, and that's how you know. That's how
circumcision was born.
The famous thing that was also his solution to a bunch of other shit too. Yeah. People were like this guy like seeded fruits upon my land, and he's like, okay, we'll take your kids, we'll cut them in half.
I have a headache. I'm just cut it in half.
Cut your head in half. Solomon half cuts.
Aaron's just glaring at me.
No, yeah, Aaron, let's say the answer. Let's say it on the count of three, okay? One, two, three. Pollen. Bees.
We have bees and pollen, which are both correct. When the curtains were pulled back, a bee flew in the window and immediately went to the real flower.
Mm-hmm.
I know bees.
Because you love that Oprah gif.
I do.
And you love Nick Cage.
I can't think of a more stressful job. Well, I probably could for than me being than a bee. Being, being a bee. Than being a bee.
Oh, man. All right. No. We now see a scene. So Adel and Aaron, you are both worker bees. Mm-hmm. Adel, you're like a very carefree worker bee because you're a worker bee. You just do the same thing until you die. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you have that same life, except it causes you endless stress.
Pollen to honey. Adel. Making honey. Adel. Yeah.
Can I have a word? Can you just come over here? Can we do like a quick sidebar?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time because I got to make this honey.
Yeah, totally.
Wait, do I make honey or does the queen make honey? She makes royal jelly.
Okay.
What do I do? Fuck. Right. What? Yeah, what do you want?
I've been doing the wrong thing.
What?
I've been doing ant stuff. I've been crawling on the ground and making chips over my head to bring back. And I crawled into an ant. So this is what happened. I'll start. So I got a chip and I went, great, I'll do this. I walked across the picnic blanket. I went to an anthill, okay? And then I crawled into an anthill and I went, this feels like a tight fit. I got down there with a chip. I thought there'd be applause. No applause. Not even a little bit. People started screaming, I'm too big down there. I throw the chip in a panic. I kill 2 dozen ants at least, crushes them. And then I go, oh my God, I'm a bee, aren't I? And they say, get the fuck out of here. You can fly. And I fly through, ruin their home, ruin their home. And then, I mean, my day didn't stop there, but I just, I did the wrong, I forgot what insect it was.
Can I be honest with you? This sounds like a you problem.
Okay, I was outside of a window and I went, oh, it's nighttime now, I have to make noise. And then I made noise.
This is a new problem?
Yeah, this is a different problem.
Okay. Same day, new problem?
Yeah, same day. It was dark outside and I was like, oh, it's time to make noise. And then someone gets close and I stop making noise. And then I went, I'm not this insect either.
Oh,
okay.
A cicada?
Yeah.
Hey, P.S., your stinger's gone.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense. I'll tell you why.
You have moments to live.
Okay, well, that makes sense. That makes sense, because we all know why.
Why?
I flew into a sock. Someone put the sock on. I went, wait a minute. No, thank you.
How'd you get out?
I put my butt up against their foot.
You're telling me.
What?
You were inside a sock.
Yes.
With someone's full weight.
Yes.
Pressed down on you.
I was in the arch of their foot.
And all you did was push your butt up against the force of their weight.
I went like, boop. And I got out. And now I'm here. And I did all the wrong insect things today.
Okay. I want to tell you something. Since the moment we met.
I made a web. What?
Since the moment we met 3 weeks ago.
I made a web. What did you say? What?
Since the moment we met 3 weeks ago, I've recognized that you're not a bee.
I am a bee.
You're an ant who's put on several disguises. And I'm over your bullshit. You fabricate lies. You're a habitual liar. You're a habitual liar. I'm tired of it, and I won't indulge you. Where's your web?
Look out there. I'm definitely not going to push you off this hide.
No, I think you're going to push me off this hide.
Absolutely.
Do it. I have wings.
She pushes it, and he flies.
Well, fuck you. Here we go.
Push
next.
A bee up a building.
Next story to solve. This one's called The Clever Bride. JPC, how might that sound in Jurassic Park?
Got him.
Bump, set, Different ball.
Bub set. He's playing pool. Where did he get that pool cue?
Here we go. There once was a bride who lived with her mother-in-law and was very fond of chickpeas. The bride liked them so much that she would steal some from the kitchen every day to roast and eat in secret.
Okay. Women. Women, women, women.
Women be hummus.
Oh, I want a women be hummus.
Women be hummus. You can't so stop much. A woman from hummus.
I got to make Aaron, will you let me exclusively design all the clothes that you wear? Director of the musical, Women Be Hummus.
That sounds like my ideal outfit. Women be hummus with a backwards hat that says director of the musical.
But it has to be. It has to be all like pictograms. So it has to be a picture of a woman, a bee, a picture of a bee, and then a picture of hummus.
A chickpea.
Unreal.
Unreal.
Before long, half the sack of chickpeas was gone, and the mother-in-law was angry. She suspected the bride and mumbled to herself, "I'm certain she's the thief. She's the only new person in the house." It says later that the woman couldn't think. She had to speak out loud. Mm-hmm. That didn't sound right when I said it. I tried to make a joke that she said it out loud versus thinking it, and then I said this woman couldn't think, which makes...
Do we really believe this into asshole this Ghostbusters. Song, Ghostbusters in the theaters?
Nope.
No way.
I'm certain she's the thief, she mumbled to herself. The mother-in-law was a smart woman. I added that part in. But the young bride was even cleverer. She knew she was being suspected. One day, while cleaning the house with her mother-in-law, the bride found a chickpea on the floor. She picked it up, showed it to the mother-in-law, and said three words that convinced the older woman that she hadn't taken the chickpeas. What did the bride say?
Back off, bitch!
That's right, B.O.B.
B.O.B.
Dibba dibba dibba, she's got Nala fuck me eyes.
It wasn't me.
She said, check this out.
Wait, did she say it like Shaggy?
It wasn't me. She went,
I found this chickpea on the counter. Yeah. It wasn't me.
They caught me red-handed living with the girl next door.
I was pissing in the shower. It wasn't me.
Picture this about butt naked pissing on the bathroom floor.
That's the shirt I want.
That's Aaron's. That's Aaron's reality.
That I had given her an extra
P. Pee.
Thank you.
What were the three words that she said to convince her mother-in-law she hadn't taken the chickpea?
Okay, what's this? What is this? That's what she said. What is this?
She said, now that's comedy.
Aaron is correct. She said, what is this? If she did not know what a chickpea was, why would she steal it?
I'm your fucking queen now, assholes. Well, I got the answer.
To be fair, you had headphones in and you were watching Nightmare Before Christmas while I was reading this riddle.
Fair enough.
What is this? Let's see a scene with JPC, your mother-in-law.
Okay.
Aaron, you are a bride-to-be.
Sure.
Or I guess the bride. And you've been accused of stealing something.
Cool.
You know what you've done.
What?
You know what you've done.
Sorry, let me just finish getting my clothes on.
I'm Nancy. I'm your dad's new wife.
Yep.
You took your dad's lucky penny.
What?
Sorry, honey, you're my what?
Rick, do we have to do this now?
I just want to hear it.
I signed the prenup, and I thought that was a joke clause, but I have to say it every time. I'm your dad's new my wife.
Thank you. I'll be in the other room.
Sorry, what did I take? I'm confused.
You took your dad's lucky penny.
I don't know either of those words.
I said so many more words than...
Like lucky, I don't know what it, lucky penny? What are those words?
You don't know the words lucky and penny?
What are those
what
words?
What brand jeans do you have right now? What brand jeans are you wearing at this wedding? A&G?
Or citizens, these are citizens.
Those are citizens?
Yeah.
Lucky penny.
Rick, not now. Those are great. Where'd you get those?
I got them at Nordstrom.
Okay, rack or proper?
Proper.
Really?
I splurge.
You
it's
splurge.
Jeans.
Well, yep.
No woman likes shopping for jeans. You just gotta go get in, get out.
You know what they say? Women be hummus.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So what was the word?
Can I have
licky?
Your chickpea?
A what?
A chickpea.
I certainly don't. That sounds like a bird.
Yeah. Can I offer you a bird?
Okay.
Give you the middle finger.
Okie dokie. You didn't have to announce
this
it.
This is how
I
it's gonna
you
be.
Do it.
This is how it's gonna be in my house.
All right. Well, you're saying confusing words, and I don't know any of these words. Chickpea? Who knows what that is? Lucky? No one's guess. Penny? What the heck?
That's Inspector Gadget's niece.
All right. Well,
Not his daughter.
Adam said daughter earlier in the episode, and he got fucking...
and seen.
Lit up and roasted for it.
Sorry, I was over here seeing How Bizarre, because it's 1993.
How my wife?
That's by O.M. My Wife, correct?
O.M. My Wife, yeah. That's correct.
Yes.
We should mention...
yes.
I guess this was a Patreon episode, but we had... Well, we released it on the main feed, mm-hmm. but there was a state episode where Erin was asked about the Massachusetts yep. state bird, and she made the noise of the bird, but didn't know the name, and we were flooded with tweets... from birds, but we were flooded with tweets from listeners who all confidently said, Erin, you dummy, here's the bird that was.
Yeah.
But all of them were different birds.
With so much arrogance. And mm-hmm. I would say only two people gave the same answer.
So that's going to bring us to my new segment, which is you tweet us the bird. Erin, in a second, I'm going to ask you to make a bird noise. And then if you are listening at home, I want you to tweet us what bird you think that is coming out of.
All right. I'll allow it.
Coming from. Erin.
Coming out of.
Coming out of. Erin, your bird noise, please.
That's the bird noise I did before.
Can okay. I do one as well?
Yeah.
JPZ, can you lead me in?
Yeah. Adel, your bird noise.
My wife. My wife. My wife.
Mm-hmm. That's a blue-eyed Borat.
Back to Erin.
Your bird. Erin, your bird. Erin, your bird noise.
Bzz, bzz.
I'm sorry, that's my pager.
Not,
hold on.
Definitely not an ant.
It's a 911 for my wife.
She said she's a bird. Uh-oh.
Shit. Should I take one. It? Should I take
I
it? Should
one.
I take it? Okay, Erin.
Can we go back to me?
Yep, Adel.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Okay. Erin, do you have one more bird noise for us? Okay, so tweet your answers into the show. Remember, the contest ends never. Whenever you're hearing this, keep tweeting them in. We will close the entries on a later podcast day.
And tell us what the first person who tweets us all the correct answers gets.
Oh, the first person? You get a year's worth of bird seed for you and one of your daughters.
Mitch. You know, Mitch, the person you've all decided to hate because I told you to.
Yes.
He texted me right before this episode and was offended that I didn't know what the state bird of Massachusetts is because I think it's the same as Maine and he's from Maine. And then he said, I think what the bird you're looking for is a chickadee call. And then he said, right after you said this, you insulted me. So I don't know why I'm trying to help you. But he thinks it's a chickadee.
And if you are confused as to who Mitch is, go back and listen to all of our episodes.
Yep.
Great.
Oh, yeah, we have to take into consideration there might be new listeners.
There may be new listeners.
He's my brother-in-law who I teased and now everyone hates.
So if you ever need context on anything and if you're a new listener, all you have to do for most of these things is go back and listen to all of our episodes. And
here
then
you
have full context.
This one's called The Cleverest Son, and it's S-O-N. Once there lived an old man who had three sons. When he grew old and ill, he knew that he would soon die. He called all three sons into his room. There is no way I can divide the house and farm to support all three of you. The one who proves himself the cleverest will inherit the house and farm. There is a coin on the table for each of you. The one who can buy something that will fill this room will inherit all I own. The eldest son took his coin, went straight to the marketplace, and filled his wagon full of straw. The second son thought a bit longer, then also went to the marketplace with his coin, where he bought sacks and sacks of feathers. The youngest son thought, and then quickly went to the little shop. He bought two small things and tucked them into his pocket. That night, the father called them in to show what they had bought. The eldest son spread his straw on the floor, but it filled only one part of the room. The second son dumped out his sacks of feathers, but they filled only two corners of the room. The youngest son smiled, pulled out two small things from his pocket, and soon filled the room. Yes, the father said, you are indeed the cleverest and have filled my room when the others could not. You shall inherit my house and farm. You shall inherit my house and farm. And
farm.
What had the youngest son bought, and with what did he fill the room?
Helium.
He bought.
That's going to be a dead.
That's going to be a dead.
What,
stop.
What can fill a room that what isn't an object, room? But is like not air, but like
I'm sorry,
also fill a space. Balloon.
But also this middle son who's like, you know what's cheap? Feathers. I bought a down comforter the other day. It was $1,900.
It was not.
Well, I didn't buy it. Because the man was like, do you want this? He had a little bazaar that popped up on the edge of town. He was like, a GD cursed it. I steered clear of the whole thing. It's comfortable, though.
I will tell you both, mm-hmm. and I'll be honest, I did buy an Anthropologie pillow yesterday.
Okay.
And that's the epitome of complete nonsense.
Can I guess
you were so reluctant to tell us that?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And earlier you interrupted to say you peed in the shower.
Can I guess how much you guess how much an Anthropologie pillow costs?
Yes, but I did get it on sale, but you can guess.
Go ahead. I'm going to guess what it did not. Do you know what it cost without the sale?
Yes, original cost.
I'm going to guess that this Anthropologie pillow, how big? Do with your hands, how big?
How big are we talking?
All right, Aaron's doing the jerk off motion. I don't know why you're doing that.
Oh, sorry.
How tall? How an Anthropologie pillow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say $150.
It's a little. It was originally a little less than that.
Okay.
It's a pretty simple pillow. It's not too embellished.
Okay.
So it was originally like $120, $110 or something. And then it had been discounted a couple times.
Okay.
And then, so it was like $40. And then there was a 40% off all sale items. Sale happening. So I bought it for like $25. But I still bought it.
That's not bad. $25
and that's
going
to bring us to a close. Again, this is another episode of How Much That Pillow?
Oh, this is one of my favorite segments we do on the show.
I've been trying to make my room look like feel and look more cozy. So over the last like 4 months, because my boyfriend didn't like staying there. So I'm like trying to make it more welcoming.
Your boyfriend sounds like a real problem.
He's nice!
So wait, your boyfriend was like, I don't like staying in your room because not enough pillows.
No, well, this was his main issue.
Sorry, guys, but never in the world has that been the case.
You want a shot with Aaron? You better up your pillow game.
Yep.
People are going to start bringing pillows to live shows.
Oh, my God. Beautiful decorative pillows.
To fall asleep?
Yes.
No, well, honestly, I kind of need them because we have this like nook in our house where we have a bunch of beautiful decorative pillows on the ground surrounding a table, and I can always use more. But more importantly, one time I washed my comforter and was letting it air dry, and it didn't like fully air dry in time, so we used it. But there was like three blankets in between, and it was only kind of wet at the bottom.
Oh.
He was so upset. He was like, you live like an orphan, like an old-timey orphan. Why are your blankets wet? This place is awful.
To be fair, you also act like an old-timey orphan.
Yeah, well, I look like one. I act like one.
You're wrapped in onion rings
out,
right now.
So whatever.
I think I would get mad if I was staying over at someone's house and all their blankets were wet.
One blanket was kind of wet.
How many times?
That's so bad.
How many times since that incident has he brought it up?
Honestly, like 100.
Honestly,
it happened about 2 months ago.
I will say this. I am wrong so often about everything because my memory is bad that when I am right about a thing, I will remember that thing forever.
TBC,
and I'll continually
you just
bring
said
that.
That.
I'm sorry?
That's
Aaron,
funny.
Can I tell you, and yeah. Someone will tweet and correct me, but that
24 was four seasons.
Jack Bauer's daughter was not killed by a mountain lion. You said you want to feel like cozy and more comfortable,
yeah.
Warm. That feeling that is evoked by, you know, like fireplaces and, mm-hmm. and rugs and pillows.
It's called umami.
It's called umami. It's a taste. It's called hygge. It's H-Y-G-G-E. And it's like a Scandinavian thing.
Seriously?
Yeah, I believe
Huga
it's called.
Chaka.
It's called. I believe it's called hygge, but it looks like it's spelled hygge.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something when I went to Copenhagen, like a lot of places there have. Are aiming for hygge. It's almost like feng shui where it's like
yeah.
a feeling it evokes versus like a tangible effort.
Oh, cool.
And Aaron, I've been to your place and I would say that one thing that you can do to make it more inviting is mm-hmm. maybe clean up all of the loose mouse flesh
yeah.
that you have scattered around the
and
room.
Another thing you can
do
to make
it... snack on?
Another thing you can do is be home when we're there. You invite us over, we sit down, then you leave?
Yeah,
and then an image of me comes up on the TV, and I go, welcome. Time
you,
to play
Would you
a
like
game.
To play a game?
And you have a fireplace, but it's just a section of your apartment that you have deemed the fireplace.
And that's where I set people on fire.
Prodigy, Firestarter, 1993. Do we have an answer for this?
One year in the future.
I think it's something like a smell.
Yes, I know.
So you thought helium or smell?
It's a cigar and a match. They light the cigar, smoke. And then
all
it
right,
fills the room with smoke. I did not fuck that cigar.
So, Aaron, you think it's a fart? You think it's a cigar?
I did not say a fart! I did not say it! I did not! That was not as loud as I thought it was, right?
Are we all done?
Yes. Yeah. Are we done with our little temper tantrum?
Tantrum?
Are we done with the temper tantrum comment?
Temper tantrum.
Honestly, when I'm sick, I use a temper tantrum.
When you're sick,
to you suck up to suck up my illness.
Yeah.
I don't think Adel knows what a tampon is.
I put a tampon on my head like Johnny Carson with his envelope and say, let me think, let me think.
And then what happens after that?
Let me think, let me think.
Let me think. And the tampon just fills with all the jokes, uh-huh. And then I rip off the top of the tampon.
I don't think you really know anything big about sled. Women's health.
The answer is the two small things he bought that filled up the whole room were a match and a candle that filled the room
with light.
My light.
I was sort of close with helium.
Cigar would work too, though, right? Smell. Like smoke.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are going to be, you're trying to win a contest, a similar contest. We have to fill something, you have to fill an entire room with something.
Mm-hmm.
You only have $5, and you are at a marketplace or a bazaar. How bizarre, trying to find something to fill up a room. JPC, you're going to play various shopkeeps vis-a-vis the song from Aladdin.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
This seems pretty bare. Have you not put your goods out yet?
Oh, thank you for commenting on my pretty bear. Would you like to buy my pretty bear?
Oh, that's alive?
No, it's a stuffed bear. It just looks alive. Very realistic.
Yeah.
I'll give it to you for a low price. 200 rubies.
I don't know. I only have $5.
Okay, well, you can fuck off, princess.
All right, I'll walk over here.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you interested in something magical and mystical? Okay, well then step no further and see my puppet show.
Oh, absolutely
oh,
not.
Oh, please.
No, that can't fill my heart or a room.
The puppets
okay,
are very
bye.
Horny.
One ticket for puppetry of the
oh,
penis?
Oh, yes, you come right in,
the
sir.
The puppets are very horny, he said under his breath. Hello.
Hello.
What can you fill a room with?
Well, I can fill a room with my personality.
Oh.
Hi. My name's...
Hello, someone else.
Hello? Oh. Hello, ma'am?
Hi.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello. Not a lot of... You don't have a lot of voices, huh?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm one person. And my name is Alan Alda.
Oh, God.
Same. Outstanding. Here we go. We're going to do another one. This one's called One Word Solves a Mystery. I should also mention in fifth grade, I thought about this today as I was holding this book. It brought back a flood of memories.
I never told Kelsey that I loved her.
Kelsey,
and
if you're listening,
I regret that.
I love you. Two things. When I was in fifth grade, one, I did a speech on Nolan Ryan. We had to dress up like a famous person and do a speech, give a speech as them, and I did it as Nolan Ryan. And other people did not do that. They did famous people.
I did Abigail Adams when I had to do that.
Oh, there you go, JPC. Do they have education where you're from?
I remember one time I dressed up. We had to dress up as a character from a poem and do a reading of a poem. And I dressed up as Bess, the landlord's daughter, from the poem The Highwayman. And I wore one of my mom's dresses.
How'd that go?
I fucking was a king. I was a god. I was untouchable. People would look at me and they would try to start shit, and the shit would be over.
Mm-hmm. We also had a thing, the other thing that this reminded me of, finding this book reminded me of, was in fifth grade, we had to, it was something where it's like you have to bring in an object that reminds me of someone, that reminds you of someone in your family that's not like your immediate family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was living in Columbus, Ohio at the time, and my uncle owned a restaurant called Ferdos, which is like a Middle Eastern restaurant, and I would go in and help him every once in a while, just like chop garlic or something. But he gave me the full innards of a lamb. So it was like the esophagus connected to the lungs, connected to the heart. And I brought in a cooler and brought that in and held it up and talked about lamb anatomy.
Oh, okay.
But I had a cooler full of a lamb's heart, lungs, and esophagus.
Yeah, lamb
and,
hearts.
And then the kids came up and like touched it. And that was like the fun show and tell part of it. But I remember like after I was like as a kid, I was just weird. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
But after that happened, like. Because people would, like, sometimes pick on me because of my name or whatever.
Yeah, lame guts.
But after I brought that in, nobody ever, like,
you
fucked with
God.
Me.
You were a god. They're like, oh, he'll kill a lamb.
No, I think I was, like, everyone's like, this guy, like, don't fuck with this guy.
Yeah, he's got lamb guts just always.
I got lamb guts.
Do you guys remember when you were in school, it's probably, like, a regional thing, where, like, late at night you watched your principal strangle somebody and then you had to keep that secret?
There's been a murder. Did you guys ever read, here's a litany of books. My Teacher, The Alien, How to Eat Fried Worms, My Teacher Glows in the Dark, M is for Monster. Do you ever read those books? Mm-hmm. M is for Monster.
I don't remember. Probably.
Where
I have
the
no
Sidewalk
idea.
Ends.
Yep.
Roald Dahl.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Aaron, you seem very over.
I read Where the Sidewalk Ends recently.
Mm. Do you the hold up?
It's so good. I like the lazy, 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 lazy Jane. She wants a drink of water, so she waits and waits and waits and waits and waits for it to rain.
That's funny.
I also think, didn't he do the genuine anteater, the pet owner told my dad? It turns out it's an aunt eater, and now my uncle's mad.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Also, I love those little
Well,
drawings.
If the uncle would eat her, then it wouldn't be a problem. Uncles, go down on your wives!
Your wives.
Uncle ate the aunt.
What if that's the episode?
We are pro going down on your wife.
Yes, yes.
Honestly, it's funnilingus. If you enjoy doing it, it is funneling.
Also, why? You should always do it.
Do you remember those like NBC The More You Know PSAs? I think that they should just do those today with going down on your wives.
And it's so stoic and serious. Not a hint of humor.
No. I'm Zach Braff.
Can we see some quick PSAs for almost like those The More You Know?
Yeah.
Some quick PSAs for going down on your wife?
Yeah. Getting pubes in your teeth isn't funny. But giving your wife...
Stop it, it's funny!
But giving your wife pleasure certainly is nothing to laugh about. I'm Dylan McDermott. Oh, am I the only one doing these?
Do another one.
Hi, it's me, Papa John. Better ingredients, better pussy. Eat your wife.
Hi, I'm Eric McCormick from Will and Grace. And I think that
take it from a guy who plays a gay man.
Yeah, but is married to a woman in real life. I think you're an entitled asshole if you don't go down on your wife and you expect the same from her. Every couple is different, but you really should be doing that without her having to ask a bunch of times.
Hi, it's me, the leading rusher of all time, Emmett Smith. In 1993, I played for the Dallas Cowboys, and I rushed for over 3,000 yards. But what I don't rush is what I'm eating out my wife.
Meow, meow,
take my
meow,
time.
Meow.
Ready, kitty.
Hi, I'm Neil Flynn from NBC Scrubs. Over 400 people die in car accidents
in
every year. Those people could be saved if they were just wearing their seatbelts. But I want you to unbuckle that belt, rip those pants off, and let me go to town on that claptrap.
Okay.
It shouldn't be in the arms of an angel. It should be in the legs of your wife. In the legs.
I blacked out and don't remember how we got here or why.
This will all be cut out.
I would love it if celebrities were like, they were like, yeah, you agreed to do a PSA, right? I'd be like, yeah, of course.
Of course,
like it's helpful. It's like, what's it on? It's on, just like reciprocating oral sex.
How about we do one more of these and then a final listener submitted and then we're out of
that's
here?
That's the end of the show.
That's the end of the show forever.
Yeah, let's do one.
Here we go. Last one. This is called One Word Solves a Mystery. A local merchant was, a local Natalie merchant was preparing to go on a selling trip. After loading his boat, he
selling trip to work.
Loading his boat, he waited on board for his servant. Seeing the merchant waiting alone, the boatman decided it would be easy to kill him and steal his goods. The boatman quickly attacked and drowned the merchant and took the goods to his own house. Then he created an alibi. He went to the merchant's house and asked why he had not come to the boat. The merchant's wife had all her servants go looking, but they could find no trace of him. In time, the investigation reached the magistrate, who sent everyone out of the room except the merchant's wife, and asked her for an exact description of the events at the time that the boatman first came to ask about her husband. "My husband had already been gone quite a while," said the wife, "when the boatman came to our gate and called, 'Mistress, why hadn't the master come down yet?' Next, the magistrate talked to the boatman, who repeated exactly what he had said when he went to the merchant's house. 'That's it,' the magistrate told the boatman. 'The merchant was killed, and you are the killer. You just confessed.' 'What confession?' protested the boatman. 'Do you know what confession?'
I know it.
Oh, I don't know it.
Do you want me to say?
JBC, you want to give some fun dumb answers?
So this is the boatman, and he's yelling from the gate to the mistress, and that's the confession. Did the exact text matter?
Yep.
Of what
yes.
he said?
Mm-hmm. So he said, "Mistress, why hasn't the master come down yet?"
Oh, because he misspoke and he said, "Mistress, why hasn't the master come drown yet?" No, down yet. Not drowned
yet. Stabbed yet.
Stabbed
in the water yet.
Boatman, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Before I say the answer, yeah. JBC, I'm going to be the woman, and she's up in her window, and I want you to come and yell and completely blow it.
Sure.
Come to her window.
Hello?
In your eyes.
What?
The light here. Your eyes.
Is someone out there?
Incomplete. Your eyes.
Hello?
Just a chance. Your
eyes. What are you holding above your head?
1,000 churches. Mistress. Yes. Mistress, it's me, the boatman. Look, I...
God, what is your name?
Oh, boy.
Could we just call you the boatman?
Yeah, just the boatman's fine. Mistress, your husband was supposed to come down, but he... said he was running away with his secretary, Heather. And so he's gone. He's Splitsville. And I've always loved you. And I came here to let you know.
What is your name?
Boy, we're getting hung up on this. people call me Boatman.
Yeah, but what's your... What, like, when you weren't born a boatman, I'm sure.
It's Dick's Cock's Butt.
Okay, well, I'm going to head in.
Hold on. People call me DCB, baby.
No, come on. No. See, he would have called her Madam.
Yeah, he called her Mistress.
Madam.
Wait, what?
He called her Mistress instead of
Mistress
Madam.
She's single.
Single?
And looking to mingle. Because her dingle's dringled.
The answer says, when he came to the merchant's house, he called only for the mistress. He called for her because he knew, having killed the merchant, he wasn't there. So instead of saying like, hey, merchant, where are you? Are you home?
Oh, that makes sense.
Immediately said, mistress, why hasn't your husband come to the boat?
Yeah. And you never talk to a man's wife. You never talk to a man's wife.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man. I remember.
This is probably one of our more sexist episodes. What do you think?
Well, I mean, just any episode with me and Adel on it. I think that it was our most sexist episode by far, but I do think it's important to remember that, you know, going down should be mutual. And if you're a kid who listens to this, I'm fucking sorry. But grow up, kids. No, kids should know. If you're a kid... give us some years.
Nothing is more important than consent. That's all that you need to know.
Yes, okay, yes.
Nothing is more important than consent. Kids, grow up, go down.
And consent.
I think.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Consent's the most important.
I'm Zach Braff. Nothing's more important than consent. Grow up, go down. That's the PSA.
Consent.
All right, we're going to close things out with an email. This is from Gregory Heiss.
My
high school's mascot was a Boilermaker. This says, hi guys. You could have said hi hosts.
Yeah, he forgot about Aaron.
Thanks for making the podcast. I just finished up the first episode. Oh, when was it sent? June of 2018. I just finished up the first episode and figured I'd send it over a personal favorite. So here is the riddle. Listen up, because Gregory Heiss says so.
Okay.
Gregory Heiss was that dancer, right?
Incredible dancer.
Left alone, I'm a word with five letters. I'm honest and fair, I'll admit. Rearranged, I'm of no use to trains. Again, and I'm an overt place, warm and well lit.
Again, and I'm an overt place, warm and well lit.
Ooh, I can't do this one.
Left alone. So I feel like it's like four answers. Left alone, I'm a word with five letters. Okay. I'm honest and fair, I'll admit. Rearranged, I'm of no use to trains. Again, and I'm an overt place, warm and well lit.
So it's something that is five letters. If you rearrange those five letters, it's something that's of no use to trains. Mm-hmm. And it's something that if you use twice, it's a warm and well lit place.
Sounds like it. Warm and well lit.
Warm and well lit. Mm. Cave. What's
five letters is,
I wonder if that's what that means. If it's used twice, it's that. Or used again.
So I looked at the answer, or one of the answers, and when it says again and I'm an overt place, it means again rearrange the letters.
Oh, got it.
So it's like the first answer is left alone and I'm a word with five letters. I'm honest and fair, I'll admit. That's one answer we're looking for.
Okay.
But then also keep in mind, if you rearrange the letters to this answer, it becomes a word that's of no use to trains, and rearranged again, it becomes a overt place, warm and well lit.
What's no use to trains? Other trains. they don't drink water.
Roads.
Hey,
roads are no use to trains.
Real quick, JPC.
Yeah.
Do trains drink water?
Yes, sir.
Aaron.
Sorry, sir.
Choo-choo. That's something.
Choo-choo, Rhodes. Not gulp, gulp.
I think it's Rhodes. Rhodes are of no use to trains.
JPC Rhodes?
Yeah.
Where we're going, we don't need.
But if you rearrange Rhodes, you get a warm and well-lit place. God damn it. Do you believe
in love?
Is it what?
Is it not Rhodes?
It's not Rhodes.
Damn it.
You're not terribly far off. I will say...
Wheels?
One of the hints is, left alone, I'm a word with five letters. It is not five letters, it's four letters. And that is part of the hint.
Left alone, I'm a word with five letters.
But it's actually four letters.
So there's an S.
Use that to your advantage in terms of like what just happened. Why would they say that? And that will help lead you to the word. Like a train to water.
What has five letters?
You can lead a train to water, but you can't make it drink.
Drops of Jupiter. so it's four letters, but if you leave it alone, it's five letters?
And three letters took him to his final resting place. Y'all don't hear me.
I don't know this either. This is hard.
Okay, the answer is liar. The riddle, it says here, the riddle is tricky. The riddle was tricky, as indicated by the title, and each of the lines is a lie. Left alone, I'm a word with five letters. The word is actually four letters. I'm honest and fair, I'll admit. Obviously, a liar is the antithesis of honest and fair. Rearranged, I'm of no use to trains. Rail, an anagram of liar, is an incredibly important facet to the function of trains.
Oh, so this was opposite day.
Again, I'm an overt place, warm and well lit. Lair is another anagram of liar, and it's a hidden dark place, the opposite. So I guess they're all lies. I should have looked ahead. They're all lies.
This was on opposite day. You had to know that it was opposite day to do this riddle.
It is opposite day. JPC, I love you.
This was a tricky little stink. What do you feel about me on opposite day?
You are ugly and not talented.
That's so mean.
Wait, no, you said it's all.
Well,
a trap I made looks, for him just now.
Looks like it just turned midnight here on opposite day.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
12:01. Perfect timing, Adel.
You can find me. Were you going to say something?
I was going to go. You can email us at hrrpodcast@gmail.com if you want to send tricky, stinky riddles like that.
And we'll
read your riddle
8 months later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, we're on Instagram and Twitter at HeyRiddleRiddle if you want to talk to us about anything else.
If you want to tweet at Aaron what bird you think she mentioned in that Patreon episode, sounds like you're going to have to subscribe to her Patreon. Yeah. It's only $5. You get an episode every single Friday. Plus, we drop some bonus episodes. And that's at patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle.
Someone make
you
me
got that
hat.
Exactly right.
Please make me that hat.
Someone make Aaron some clothes. She's running naked through these woods.
Someone go ahead and make Aaron that hat.
Speaking of giving Aaron
my
a
wife.
Hat, you can call her AaronKeep10 on Instagram and AaronKeep2 on Twitter, but I don't really tweet.
But you have like 2,700 followers.
Yeah, but I'm going to disappoint all of you, and that's too many people to disappoint.
What if you only tweet bird sounds?
That's ridiculous.
That's a healthy brand for you. Mm-hmm.
You can find me at Adel Rafai. You can come see the show that we all do at I Started to Cry. We can all do a show at IO called World Ends Tonight. Come check it out. Come say hi afterwards. Please yell Phoebe P. P. Bitty B.B.
And you can find me at work. I work a day job. You can find me there. That's where you come to kill me. if you do want to do physical harm, that's the best
way
to do it.
Us.
No, you can kill me.
Okay, kill you. Don't. I don't want you to kill any of us. Please don't.
And Aaron, with your final breath, with your death rattle, you would probably yell the word
Jupiter. I'm going to live forever.
Bye forever.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.